You're listening to the Best of Talk Sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric Service. We'd like to thank our sponsors, Lloyd's Electric Service, Truly Hard Seltzer, MyBookie, Waste Connections of Tennessee, and Volunteer Vodka.
Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. We're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, Cam Black. For the next 3 hours, we'll talk sports and other things powered by Lloyd's Electric. How are we today? Thumbs up from Cam as he's rocking his Falcons jersey. Another win as they're going to finish 9-7, 8-8, miss the playoffs, and be the best team in football at the end of the year, apparently. Cody, how are you, my friend?
Doing great, John. Ready to roll here. It's a Monday edition. It's good to be here. It's good to be anywhere in our fair city. How are you?
Solid. How was your weekend? Good?
Fine.
Yeah?
Yeah. I didn't do a whole lot, you know, yesterday. Typical. Just kind of watched some NFL games. Sure. Well, I did a lot of cleaning yesterday.
Okay.
A lot of laundry. I don't know if I've told you, my washing machine is broken. I probably told you that, haven't I?
You mentioned you need a new washing machine.
We still haven't gotten one. Just kind of putting it off, whatever.
It is what it is.
It's only $2 to go to the community washroom, and they got like 6 washers in there. And so, you know, it's not bad. I do a couple loads of clothes, $4, something like that, you know. And then I bag them up, and I take them back to the apartment to dry them. But yesterday was awful. Because they had so many people in there that had the same idea, which, you know,
probably laundry day for a lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people like doing their laundry on Sunday, but I've never seen it that bad. And there was some person who I hope today is dead who had, so there's 6 washing machines
in
there.
Seems a little extreme.
It's not when I tell you what happened. There's 6 washing machines in there, right?
It's going to have to be a bad story for me to say, you know what, I hope they're dead.
There's 6 washing machines
in there. I'm listening.
It's community. It's, you know, everybody's friendly. It's people that live there. There's no outsiders, no strangers. This person, and I don't know if it's a man or a woman, doesn't matter, 3 washers full of their crap, of their clothing.
Okay.
And they never came. And me, along with about 6 other people, were trying to do our laundry, just cycling through, just, okay, you use it this time. Yeah, yeah, I'll dry some. Okay, you wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Normally, it would take me like an hour in there. It took me 4 hours going back and forth to do my laundry because this person, I can't really say what I'd like to say, taking up 3 washers, just letting their...
3 of the how many? You said 6?
6. Just letting their stuff sit in there.
And how long of a period of time was
4
this?
4 hours.
Is there a lock on there?
They just let it sit in there. No. And trust me, I had all kinds of thoughts going
through
my mind.
I really can't believe you didn't like empty it out for them and just set them somewhere in a pile. I feel like that's – but if you're washing and – like, was the dryer affected with that too?
No, the dryers were fine.
Okay. But you said you were taking turns, like washing and drying.
Well, because there would be new people coming in. Like I'd use one washer and then 2 people are using the other ones. And I had another load. I had like, you know, 5 or 6 loads I needed to do.
Yeah.
And I had to wait – in the queue, because I didn't want to take up more than 1 washer.
Did this motivate you to go and find a new washing machine?
No.
No?
Okay. I'll probably just do laundry on a different day of the week.
Okay.
But who does that?
Jerks.
There's other people that need to wash their clothes, and you're taking up 3, half the washers.
Yeah.
Just letting your stuff sit in there, like your stuff matters.
A little bit of breaking news.
I should have peed in the washer.
Hit the horn cam.
Wee-oo.
The basketball Vols are now number 20 in the country in the latest AP poll that just dropped. Vols up to number 20 after their win in Toronto over Washington. We'll talk about that probably in hour 2. I can't believe no one took these people's clothes out and just put them in a basket somewhere and set them on top of one of the washers.
Yeah, I mean,
feels like that was a problem that could have been avoided. Because like,
have been avoided if the people would just come get their their damn clothes out.
Yeah,
of
but
the
what's
washers.
That person going to do if everyone just would have taken their clothes and put them in a pile on top of the washer?
Or better yet, taken their clothes, put them in a bag, set it on fire, and thrown it out in the yard.
I don't think you should act tough right now after you just let them hog all three washers yesterday. Don't come on the radio acting tough after you just sat there waiting for 4 hours.
It's a community atmosphere.
I understand. You're the community.
You know, we're not a bunch of pigs over there.
No, but it should be a democracy. Somebody should have taken a vote and says, I vote. We take all these clothes, set them on top of the washer. We don't mess with them. We don't do anything bad to them, but we put them on top. Let's do that. Somebody should have stepped up and been a leader.
I don't think you're you can't really take other people's belongings.
I didn't say take them.
It's not
set them on the washer.
Still, to handle them. If someone did that with my clothes, I'd be mad. But I wouldn't leave them there for 4 hours.
If I left my clothes for 4 hours, I would understand if someone did that to me. Now, I don't know. Maybe this person had an emergency. Maybe their kid got sick and got hurt.
I hope so. I hope they did.
They were at the emergency room and couldn't come back. Maybe they fell asleep. I don't know. Maybe they're just jerks. I feel like if you leave your clothes in the washer for 4 hours, if people politely take them and put them in a pile, there is no harm in that.
Maybe somebody should have done that. I don't know.
All I'm saying is don't come on the radio acting tough now.
I'm not acting tough. It's a polite community.
Well, I know, but you're acting tough on the radio.
What do you mean acting
tough? I hope
tough?
They're dead.
I do.
I'm going to pee in it. You didn't do anything.
No, I said I should have done that.
Yeah, you didn't do a damn thing. You didn't even move them. You just let them hog all three washers
And saying I hope they're dead, that's not me being tough. That's just what I hope. That's just what I feel in my heart.
I should have peed in them.
Yeah, I should have, or someone else should have.
You should have at least just taken them out and put them in a pile on top of the other washer. Or put them on top of a basket and just left them in a basket somewhere. That's what you should have done.
It wasn't that simple.
It seems pretty simple to me.
It wasn't that simple.
You let that person assert dominance over the whole community. That person is now the king of the community.
I did leave a note.
You left a note?
A post-it note.
Sounds pretty passive aggressive.
One of the washers.
What'd you say?
I said to whoever, I think I used the term mouth breather, to whatever mouth breather left all their clothes here while other people were trying to wash, I used the M-dash, like the long line, continuing to another line, and I said, F you.
You spell it out?
Yeah, I spelled the whole word. So I hope they got that, and now they realize how mad everyone was.
Okay.
I mean, you can't just take the people's clothes out of the washing machine.
Yeah, you can.
I don't think you can do that.
I think that you can.
Well, anyway.
Feels like it would be a better move than cussing them out.
Anyway, that was Sunday.
Would I rather read a letter of somebody insinuating that I have low intelligence and that hitting me with an FU? Would I rather
like
have that or just someone take my clothes and put them together for me to go dry later?
I feel like they need to be told that.
Okay. You put your name on it?
No, but I gladly would if they, you know.
You didn't, though.
Well, I mean, why are you picking apart my...
If you want to be a tough guy,
I'm not trying to be a tough guy.
And put your name and apartment number on it.
These people are jerks.
Put your name, your number.
What am I supposed to say? Come to 916 and catch these hands?
If you have anything to say, my phone number is here if you'd like to discuss it further. My name is Cody. Or C.M. McClure. Put C.M., that would have made you sound a lot tougher.
Then they would have thought I was an old guy living there, and they would have felt even worse.
I know. That was the goal, right?
And there was an old guy in there. Old guy was just trying to do his laundry, too. It's probably his last load, you know? Guy looked like he's about 104. I felt so bad for him. He's shaking, trying to get the stains out of his T-shirt. I mean, you never know when you're going to do your last load of laundry in life, you know?
That's true.
He couldn't even get a washing machine. So I let him have mine because I'm a nice person. A nice person. Very nice.
Yeah.
Which means I had to wait longer. And then there was this other girl. Just gross.
Did you make any friends at least?
This gross person.
Did you make any friends at least?
No, I didn't make any
friends. I imagine you don't want to be friends with the people using the community laundry room.
What's that supposed to mean? There's good people that go in there.
You just said there was a poor old man a gross woman and some jerk who left who used three of the six washing machines.
There was
there's a whole bunch of jerks in there. I take you into account. That's another jerk.
There was.
It sounds like there's a real melting pot of jerks in there.
There was a young couple too that was fairly normal. So rank number 20. How about that? That's good.
Another little bit of breaking basketball news. Apparently, the number 25 prospect in the country, Cameron Johnson from Oak Hill Academy, has made his college basketball decision. Did you see where he went?
Kentucky?
No. LSU. Apparently, we're still letting LSU cheat in recruiting. Apparently, like, Will Wade's just not going to get in any trouble there, and they're just going to he's gonna serve his little suspension and keep rolling.
Just let him do what he wants, huh?
I guess so. We'll talk about week 11 in the NFL. Pretty boring Sunday, honestly. It didn't feel like there were very many good games. Didn't feel like there were very many games of consequence, although we did have a decisive knockout winner and maybe a new best team in the NFL. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Jeremy Pruitt had his weekly press conference. Haven't seen anything of note. We'll do a roundup, though, for you in hour two as we make hour two mostly about Tennessee. The Vols open up as 5-point dogs, or I guess they opened up at 6. They're currently at 5-point underdogs for their trip to Missouri. We'll do our college football roundup. We'll talk Vols in hour two. I like to make all of hour one about the NFL, especially when Tennessee doesn't play the week before. Feels like the Ravens made another statement yesterday. Congratulations to CM McClure for winning another board bet, sweeping it 5-0. Now, you only get credit for one win in the board victory.
Which is kind of silly. I think I should get all five.
Well, the bet was best two out of three, but you dominated, and so did Lamar Jackson as Deshaun Watson. I thought...
Horrible quarterback.
I thought they moved the ball really well the first two drives and kind of got screwed out of some points. And from that moment on, it was just a debacle for the Houston Texans. As Lamar Jackson and the Ravens kept Deshaun Watson running all day and ran down their throats, they ended the Texans' streak of not giving up a 100-yard rusher as Gus Edwards breaks a 63-yarder at the end of the game to put that streak to rest. The Texans fall to 6-4. The Ravens move to 8-2, still a half game behind the Patriots when it comes to home field advantage in the playoffs. I guess a full game. If they tie, they win. So I don't know. I guess a full game. A game behind.
So Lamar had more total yards, better quarterback rating, or QBR.
Both, but we were going for rating. But, yeah, better than that, double.
Touchdowns.
4-0.
Team one.
41-7.
What was the other one?
Completion percentage, I believe.
Completion percentage.
Clearly. I don't know what it was. Turnovers. Lamar didn't have any. Watson had two.
Lamar clearly the better quarterback. Better passer, too.
Yesterday he was. It was, like I said, I thought the Texans came out early and moved the ball pretty well. Then Deshaun Watson, I don't know what the hell he was doing. And his offensive line is trash, don't get me wrong, but he was not doing them any favors yesterday. Just holding onto the ball for way too long. Like, you ain't Lamar Jackson, bro. Like, you're not going to be able to run around in the pocket. You're not in college anymore. His first turnover, the fumble, was just like he had 10 seconds to throw the ball. He just sat there and kept holding it and then tried to run around in the pocket and fumbled. And then their second drive, they get the ball back, and they go for it on 4th-and-2, and DeAndre Hopkins got interfered with. That's one of the worst no calls I've ever seen, especially whenever you review it and you still uphold it. It makes me really mad that they have this replay rule because they're not using it. Like, DeAndre Hopkins clearly got interfered with in the end zone on a touchdown throw that could have made it 7-0 and got the Texans ground, you know, started off well and, you know, maybe got Deshaun Watson off and running and made this a game. Instead, the refs are sitting there looking at it. They don't call it live. They review it. They don't call it after review. And then the Ravens take over the game. It was one of those plays where you're like, man, you have replay. Use it. Okay, now you used it. Okay, make the right call. Make the right call. It's clear that this guy's getting tackled in the end zone, and they don't call it. And then Lamar Jackson proceeded to hit 13 straight passes and start picking apart the Houston Texans defense. And then whenever the Texans got behind, the Ravens just kept coming and coming and coming and blocking, blitzing, and getting through what Houston was trying to do offensively. That trade for Marcus Peters has really paid dividends. Since the Marcus Peters trade, the Ravens defense has the highest pressure percentage in the NFL and forced the second lowest passer rating. Since they got Marcus Peters, that defense has gotten better across the board. The Ravens had a bad defense, which is why I didn't really believe in them, but they've proven over the last 3 weeks that Marcus Peters and having a good cornerback has allowed them to really shut things down. Like I said, they've given up the second lowest passer rating over the last three games. The quarterbacks they faced, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, and Deshaun Watson. So two of the best five guys and a legend in Tom Brady. It's not like they've beaten up on like the Patriots' early schedule, right, where they went and beat Luke Falk. And
they just have a mentality, too. Their team just, they're tough.
They're going to be tough to beat
at
home,
especially. The Ravens are tough. They run the ball well. They're playing defense. They're getting after quarterbacks now, like you were just talking about. I mean, they are, and then they've got the best weapon in football right now. Lamar Jackson, he's like Patrick Mahomes 2.0. He's had an incredible year. He's going to be the MVP.
Well, I'm not going to give him MVP yet, but he is the leader right now. They're still,
if he keeps it the same pace, yeah. I think he
Oh, no, you're right. If he is the leader right now, but there's still six games left, and you know Russell Wilson's been really damn good too.
Yeah, I mean, I love Russell Wilson, and he's probably
– although it feels like it's a two-team race at this point, so maybe it's just Russell Wilson versus Lamar Jackson. We'll see how both teams finish the stretch. The Ravens have to go to L.A. next week, next Monday night, to play the Rams.
Huge game.
Shout out to Monday Night Football getting another good game. That'll be a couple in a row for them. Good for them.
Yeah, which
Seahawks, 49ers. Tonight I think is going to be pretty good between the Chiefs and Chargers in Mexico. And then they'll get Rams, Ravens. So that's three pretty good games for them in a row. Congratulations to Monday Night Football.
Yeah, it's going to be a big game for the Ravens, a big game for the Rams too.
Are we buying the Ravens as legit in the sense of a
– Yeah.
When I say legit, I mean are they a team that you think can win the Super Bowl? Are they one of the two or three teams you're going to pick? Are they the team you want to pick right now? Are they the best team in football?
I think they're the best team in football, but I don't know if that will equate to winning a Super Bowl. I think right now they're the best team. They handled the Patriots. I mean, to beat the Texans 41-7 just dominated yesterday. They're the best team in football, and I think they're playing the toughest of anybody. I don't know if they can win a Super Bowl, though, because that's like a new level. No matter how good you are, if you haven't been there and done it before, which Harbaugh has, but Lamar, it would be his first time doing something like that. I know he got to the playoffs last year, right, basically sacrificed a game there when they lost to the Chargers.
Played pretty terribly through three quarters. Played good late in the game and almost brought them back, but played really bad through three quarters.
I think I'm prepared to say that they get to the AFC Championship game.
They should be the 2 seed right now.
Can you go into Foxborough in the cold? I mean, can Lamar do that against Belichick again?
I'm not going to say that they might not have to go into Foxborough. I mean, they just have to have the same record as the Patriots and. I'm saying they're going to be the 2 seed at least. They could be the 1 seed. Ravens, if you look at the rest of the schedule, we talked about their Monday Night Football at Rams. They then play the 49ers at the Bills, Jets at Browns, Steelers. I'm thinking they'll go at least 4-2 down the stretch. At least.
Yeah.
Maybe lose at the Rams and then lose one more of the 49ers at Bills, at Browns, Steelers, maybe.
The thing I worry about them with the Super Bowl is by the end of the year, Lamar's probably going to be – I mean, he's going to be a little beat up.
Well, that's the question. That's what people are worried about.
Just doing the stuff that he does, as special as it is, I don't know how long he can do it.
He doesn't. It's not like he's taking big hits, though. People said the same thing about Russell Wilson when he first came in the league and said, "Ah, he's not going to be able to play this way. He's not going to be able to run anymore." And Russell Wilson, you know, mastered the, "I'm going to run for as many yards as I can. I'm going to get down. You're not going to get a good shot at me." And Russell Wilson, you know, is in year seven, it feels like, playing high-level football. So people keep waiting for Lamar Jackson to turn into RG3, and it isn't happening. They're gonna keep waiting as he wins MVP and keep saying, "If this isn't going to hold, this isn't going to hold." Who cares? If he gives you four great years and wins an MVP or two and gets you to the AFC Championships a couple times, I think every Baltimore Ravens fan would say, "Okay, cool, well worth it." Now the Patriots, like I said, I'm not penciling them as the one seed. I'm worried about the Patriots. They didn't look good yesterday. That offense is broken. I don't think the Patriots' offense. Now, look, I mean, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt when it comes to these games. And if they get home field advantage in the AFC playoffs, I think everyone's still going to turn around and pick them to make the Super Bowl. But they didn't do much against that Eagles team. That Eagles team just couldn't score on their defense, which maybe that's going to be enough for the Patriots. Their special teams and defense is great, and maybe the offense will just have to not make mistakes, and Tom Brady's not going to make mistakes, even as he is not very good.
Well, that's why I think Belichick will have something for Lamar Jackson, you know, because even in the first game, Lamar, he was good. He put up some touchdowns on him, but they relied mostly on the running game against the Patriots. Like, Lamar was not a superstar in that game. I think Belichick will have something for him, so that'll come down to whether the Ravens can establish a run on him again.
Yeah, I think it's going to come down that game. I think the trip to the Super Bowl, at least between those two teams, is going to come down to who has home field advantage.
Well, that's your AFC Championship. All right, would you take anybody else? I mean, I just can't imagine anybody else getting there.
I can imagine the Kansas City Chiefs beating both these teams. I'm not going to say that the Chiefs can't beat either one of those teams. They're 2-0 against Baltimore the last 2 years, although I believe both those games have been in Kansas City.
I mean, I guess we got to give Mahomes a little time to get back in the swing of things, but I mean, they don't
400 yards. Either 400 yards and
lost to the Titans.
I know, but it wasn't
they
his
have no
fault.
Defense.
I mean, I understand that, but I'm saying, like, I'm not giving Mahomes more time. Like, you've got this vendetta against Mahomes for some reason. Mahomes isn't the reason they lost last week.
I don't have a vendetta against Mahomes.
You do. You've been wanting to catch up on the state guy,
but I mean, that's kind of stupid, but
like, to give Mahomes time, he's not been the problem. Mahomes is still really good.
Now, the
defense.
Catch up and mac and cheese, you know. You really taking him seriously?
The defense is an issue.
You don't see Lamar doing that. I wonder what Lamar's eating.
I don't know.
He's a power eater. You know Lamar's a power eater.
Is he? He's pretty slender.
Yeah, but he's a good eater.
You think so?
He's eating cheeseburgers.
Okay.
He's eating ribs.
Okay.
He's eating stuff that Americans eat.
Okay.
Patrick Mahomes.
I mean, like, Americans eat steak. He's eating
steak. Patrick Mahomes is so cute with his Easy Mac and his ketchup, isn't he? You don't see Lamar doing that. Lamar's eating steak.
We don't know what Lamar eats.
Lamar doesn't eat well-done steak either. Lamar's eating regular steak.
Okay. Cam, can you Google what does Lamar Jackson eat to see if we can get to the bottom of this? So, no, I'm not going to pencil in and say it's going to be Patriots and Ravens. I still think the Chiefs are going to have something to say.
I'm penciling
it. And hell, the Oakland Raiders might have something to say.
Oh, come on.
They might.
It's going to be Ravens-Patriots. I'll pencil it in now. You can have the field.
Just to get to the AFC Championship game? Or come out of the AFC?
Come out of the AFC.
Oh, you're not. You looked a little soft there whenever you realized you
were.
Well,
I mean, so
if you want to pencil it in, you asked if there's any other team that can get to the AFC Championship. I'll take the field.
Okay, well, then we each have to get two right.
No, you said that or the field. I'm taking the field.
Okay, so you can't get the Patriots or the Ravens. If one of them makes it, you lose.
No, you're saying both teams have to make the AFC Championship. I'm saying no, there'll be a team that can get in there besides them.
I'm not letting
them.
You box me in.
I'm not trying to box you
in.
I'm just taking what you said. You don't actually believe it. You act like it's just the Patriots and Ravens.
It is.
When it comes time to pencil it in then.
You keep trying to push me into these board bets, and you keep losing.
I don't keep losing.
What am I?
We're
like?
Fine.
I've won, what, five of the last six?
You're only like a couple games ahead.
This
no big deal.
The Lamar board bet should count for at least double.
No, it shouldn't.
I
the bet was two
five
out of three.
To nothing.
Well, when Alabama finishes 10th in the playoff standings, I'm not going to ask for two.
You shouldn't get two. It wasn't a best two out of three bet. This was a best two out of three bet, so I should at least get two wins for this.
No, you won the bet. You won the bet.
But to sweep
you win
it,
one. When Alabama doesn't even come close to making the playoff, I'm not going to ask for extra credit.
That's a whole other story because they're going to be without Tua now.
Yeah.
So
you didn't take it into account. Their quarterback's limping around. That's on you.
They're going to be without Tua.
By the way, we should have put a board bet. I don't know how many times you're going to keep buying into Bo Nix. Should have boxed you on a board bet there. I don't know how many times you're going to keep picking Bo Nix to do something.
Yeah, they came back in the game. I mean,
still lost by a touchdown.
Well, yeah, they lost. I mean, losses
They were dominating that game.
Okay. You don't see me pointing out all the ones you got wrong.
You were just trying to. That's what you literally just tried to do with the board bet thing.
Well, I guess I did, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Don't get defensive now.
Well, you were trying to box me in.
I'm not boxing you in. You asked a question whether or not I think a third team can get there. I'm saying yeah.
I'll take Ravens, Patriots, and you take the field then.
Just to get to the AFC Championship game.
To get to the AFC Championship. Go ahead. Box me in.
So Patriots, Ravens, that's your matchup.
Go ahead. Take your cardboard out and put it on over my head. Go ahead and box me in. I'm going to let you.
Nah, I don't have a box big enough.
Go to hell, first of all. And also, I'm going to be right on this one, too. Ravens and Patriots, that's your AFC Championship game.
Okay. Cam, put it down there. I'll take a third team getting in.
Imagine riding with the 6-4 Chiefs.
It's all right. I'll ride with them.
Lost to the Titans.
I'll ride with them.
The lowly Titans.
Jacoby Brissett, the Colts.
Chiefs have no defense.
Let's see what the Colts can do when they go on the road.
Lose.
I mean, the Chiefs, are, like I said, are 2-0 against your Ravens. That's all I'm saying.
They got the Ravens early in the year. Where were you getting 2-0? Where'd the other win come?
Last year. At the end, like week 16.
That's a new season.
It was Lamar Jackson. I mean, it was the same Ravens.
He was just working his way in there. I mean,
okay.
If Flacco hadn't been
out
all
that long.
Not
about week 16. I mean, Lamar Jackson's played 16 games.
He was working his way in.
He had played for five games up until that point.
Where was the game
played? Kansas City. Yeah. I acknowledge that. I said that both of them are in Kansas City.
Lamar's got
some. Listen to the conversation I was having with myself.
Sort of. He's got some ridiculous record as a starter.
Lamar?
Yeah.
13-3.
13-3?
Yeah.
I mean, that's something.
Not counting the playoff. I think we're ignoring the playoff there, but he is.
It was his first time.
I understand. I'm not holding it against him. He's 13-3. Yeah, his last 16 regular season starts, 63% completion percentage, 3,222 passing yards, 7.7 yards per attempt, 24 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 1,252 rushing yards, 10 rushing touchdowns, for a total of 4,474 yards, 34 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, 13-3 record. Lamar Jackson's great. I'm not trying to take away from his greatness.
Never saw Blake Bortles do that.
No. What does Blake Bortles have to do with anything?
Just pointing out that you never saw him put up those kind of numbers.
Yeah. I mean, just big, goofy white quarterbacks, you're right. I'm not taking the Jaguars, he doesn't play with the Jaguars anymore. I'm not taking your Rams to get to the AFC Championship game either.
Who, the Rams?
Yeah.
To get to the AFC Championship?
Yeah.
They're not in the AFC.
Well, they're not getting there, are they?
No.
Okay, so Blake Bortles has nothing to do with this conversation.
I know. I just wanted to point it out.
Okay. I was just...
Sometimes I take a shot at Blake Bortles.
What's your beef with Blake Bortles?
Don't worry about it. It's personal.
We'll look at the rest of the Week 11 action next. Let's talk sports powered by Lloyd's Electric.
My name is John Reed, and for years people made fun of me for not drinking beer. I tried to find some replacements, but they were all far too sugary and left me feeling bad. Lucky for me, I found Truly Hard Seltzer. It's refreshing with only 1 gram of sugar. You truly love to see it.
It's the dawn of a new game day, and Truly Hard Seltzer is subbing in for light beer. With 5% ABV, only 100 calories, and that's light and refreshing. Game day with Truly Hard Seltzer. Drink what you truly want. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, drink responsibly.
Vol Hoops, big win over the weekend as they went to Toronto and pretty much dominated from tip-off, number 20, Washington. Tennessee came in and took their spot in the rankings as they moved to 3-0. Were you able to watch this game on ESPN+? Were you able to find it?
I did not bother with it. I went out and started doing Uber rides for the Garth Show.
Oh, how was that?
So. It was wild. I mean, there were people everywhere.
So you didn't end up going, you just drove?
Yeah, I did some Uber rides. made pretty good money.
Okay.
But the show, after the show, it took 2.5 hours to get out of.
Really?
To get out of there. Yeah. Traffic was insane. I sat on Cumberland for, I definitely sat in traffic for an hour.
On Cumberland?
At one point, on Cumberland.
Why were you going down Cumberland?
Well, it seems like so it I was
road
coming.
You to avoid.
Yes, but I had to pick up somebody down there. So gotcha. I was coming in from the interstate, like going toward, you know, you would take Alcoa Highway and get off on like Kingston Pike right there, yeah, or take Neyland.
But it was locked down.
They had all that locked down.
I was coming back from the casino, and yeah. I also saw that traffic.
All that was locked down right there, so I had to go all the way around through Henley Street.
Every time I go to the casino, I'm like, I want to go back and just keep shooting dice. I just love shooting dice so much. I'm glad there's not an easier drive here. When I lived in Cincinnati, I was like 5 minutes from the casino.
Yeah.
So I would go shoot dice a lot by myself.
Oh, I bet. Do you have an addictive personality?
I don't know. I don't know if it's addictive personality, but it's just like something I enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Addictive personality, like, I don't know. Like, what? I mean, I like to gamble from time to time, but like, I'm not addicted to it. I can go a year or 6 months or 2 years without doing it. Like,
so you can keep it time to time.
I feel like I can. Like drinking. Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. Does addictive personality spill over into drinking? Because I could drink. I can go like months without drinking too if I want to. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. Some people.
But I also
have...
am a creature of habit. Like, if I do things, I kind of keep doing them. I eat the same things. Watch the same TV shows. My routine the last like 3 weeks has been work. Do whatever at home until 7 or 8 o'clock, and then just watch kind of NBA basketball until, like, midnight or so. Like, I get in the same kind of routine, but I'm not – I don't think I have an addictive personality, but I don't really do things that I would get addicted to. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever dabble with, like, drug use. I don't smoke weed or anything, so, like, I've never gotten, like, addicted to anything. I don't know.
They say you can't get addicted to weed.
Well, I know that's but like, I think if you get in the habit of smoking it all the time, you'll keep smoking it.
You want to keep smoking it all the time. That's what I've always said. It may not be addictive, but the people that all they do is sit around and smoke weed, that's kind of what they want to keep doing.
I don't think they're addicted, but I think it's just a choice they've made. Like, hey, I enjoy this. I'm going to keep doing it and keep doing it.
I don't know if they can stop, though.
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, I've met people who smoke a lot of weed and like always want to keep smoking weed. I don't know if they're addicted, but they like doing it and want to keep doing it.
That's all they do. They sit around and smoke weed. I don't see them ever stopping.
Yeah. So are they addicted? Probably not. Like,
I mean, it's every night. It's every single night.
Yeah.
Just sitting there smoking pot, just ripping the bong.
Yeah.
Just, hey, where's my pipe? I don't know. Where's my bong? I don't know. I haven't seen it. Every single night.
Yeah.
With these people.
But no, when I do go shoot dice, especially if I have a good roll, I'm always like, I want to go back and shoot more dice.
Yeah, but as long as you can not just do it every 6 months or, you know.
Yeah, like I said, it's probably a good thing I don't live closer because that is something that would probably tempt me. But then when I have one bad, like, outing, I'm like, okay, I'm not going back for a while. But if you go and you win, that's when you want to keep going.
Yeah.
We won a little bit. Bought some new shoes. Daddy got a new pair of shoes to the – I mean, I haven't actually bought the shoes, but you know, got me some that hard 10 money. That hard 10 money came good. You progress your money a little bit, and I hit it 3 times and you know in one round, I guess, without resetting.
Oh yeah, I don't
parlayed
know
it
about
up
craps.
A little bit, yeah.
Or dice,
yeah.
Well, craps,
craps,
well,
yeah. Craps. You play with dice. I mean, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I never played.
I always just start like $5 on the hard ways. If you hit one, what I'll do is I'll take my money and then you know, say you hit a hard 10, 30. It's $5 to win 35. They give you 35. I'll take 20 of it and put 15 back. So then I push it to 20. So I did that, and I hit it again, so they gave me 140. I was like, okay, give me 110 here, put 30 to make it 50. And then, boom, that time I hit it with 50 on it. So it was 50 to win 350.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, meanwhile, I have money on the 10, too. So like those couple of rolls of the 10s was got me from in the hole to up.
That'll get you a nice pair of shoes.
Yeah, got me a nice pair of shoes. So whenever I do that, I'm just like, I want to go back and shoot more dice.
Yeah.
Long story short, that's what I was doing during the Tennessee-Washington game. But I did go back Sunday morning and watched it.
Yeah, I didn't bother. I listened to Bob and Bird on the radio.
Okay.
Lot, but
I went back. I watched it on ESPN Plus. Cam, were you able to watch it on ESPN Plus on Saturday? Because I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
Okay. So you were able to find, you were able to, you have ESPN Plus now through your Disney package or whatever.
Yeah,
so you,
yeah,
you took advantage
it.
Of it. Okay. It's a little weird watching games knowing what's going to happen type of thing. Like knowing the final score, like knowing, hey, here they make a run, and not worried about it. Tennessee will answer. So I was more focused on the run stoppers, and I came away thinking Josiah Jordan-James played a really good game and played a bigger game than his 9 points. because there's a couple instances where Washington was on runs and it cut it to seven, and Josiah Jordan James answered with a three-pointer, and then there was another time when it got back down to seven, he answered with a nice little, you know, 12-foot jumper from the baseline. I thought he was a run stopper a couple times. He only had 9 points, but he was a perfect 4-for-4 from the field, 5 assists, 2 steals, 4 rebounds. Kind of did it a lot of the things you needed him to do, and I was really impressed with his performance in a big game. He played 36 minutes, so maybe that's going to be one of my main takeaways here from this game, was like, hey, Tennessee played a quality opponent, and you saw that rotation really shrink. You know, Tennessee had been playing 9 or 10 guys the first couple games, but against Washington, only went with 7 guys. And, you know, Nakamura, that's not how you say his name. I was thinking of the wrestler, Shinsuke Nakamura. The Nakahama, I don't know how to say his name.
How's it spelled?
N-K-A-M-H-O-U-A.
Nakamawa.
Either way. He played 16 minutes, and then, you know, Jalen Johnson played 6, and Jalen Johnson looked a little lost out there. So maybe it's just really you have six guys you feel like you can count on, which is going to be a problem. And that's, you know, kind of what the Urosh denial kind of led to, is that your bench isn't going to be very deep. So I do wonder how this team will be when they start playing tougher games more frequently. Like, can they handle a grind? This upcoming tournament in Florida will tell a lot, because they're in a tournament with 3 tournament teams, you know, VCU, Florida State, and Purdue. All 3 of those teams are pretty good. Florida State, pretty good. Tennessee will have to play those kind of back-to-back. How will the depth be affected when that happens? This week they got it easy against, is it Alabama State they play or Alcorn State?
Yeah, Alabama State.
Alabama State they play, and then UTC. So they get it kind of a easy week this week before heading to Florida to play in that tournament against Florida State and then either Purdue or VCU.
I want a Purdue again.
Okay.
I want a revenge game against Purdue.
Is it really a revenge game if we beat them this time because they beat us in the tournament?
I mean, not really, like, but it would feel good to get a win on them.
Yeah, but to me it feels like the risk isn't worth the reward. I feel like even when you win, ultimately you lose, because it'll be like, hey, what about in 2019 in the tournament when we gave you the blues? You know?
I guess that's why they call it the Blues.
That's why they call it the Blues. I want to avoid Purdue. I want to see Florida State and VCU. I don't want to give Purdue the satisfaction of beating us again if they were to beat us again.
Well, we're going to play Purdue.
Not necessarily.
If we win, we're going to play Purdue.
VCU's pretty good.
They're not going to beat Purdue.
They might. VCU's a top 30 team right now. VCU's pretty good.
They just beat LSU?
Yeah, they just beat LSU. They're pretty good. VCU's got a good program, bro.
They did just beat LSU.
Yeah, I mean, they're a legit team.
Because they had the kids with the FBI.
Yeah.
They were mocking the FBI.
You know, VCU's a legit team. They can beat Purdue. Purdue, I think, is kind of struggling out of the gate, but they got a lot of talent and probably will be fine at the end of the year. But
okay, fine.
I just would rather not
calm down.
I don't want to see the replays of the tournament game.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I don't want to give Purdue the benefit of either beating us again or just ultimately being like, yeah, we don't care about this game. We beat you when it mattered. That's where I'm at least. Sorry to scream at you.
Yeah, calm down, bro. We've given up 63 points in our first 2 games and 62 on Saturday.
Our defense looks really good.
We're playing pretty good defensively right now, other than that first half against Murray State.
Yeah, our defense looked really good against Washington. It's a little bit because Washington, just like it seems like, a couple of their young studs aren't as good as advertised, at least this McDaniels guy. He was 6-17.
Yeah, weren't they supposed to have 2 NBA players up there?
Yeah, and Stewart played okay. Although I saw Fulkerson, you know, shake him pretty good in the post, but he finished with 14-10. He played okay.
How about our front court holding its own against those guys?
Yeah. No, that was impressive. And you know, Tennessee got a balanced performance. They got, you know what, 72 points from their starters, and 63 came from 4 guys. You had Pond score 15, Bowden score 18, Turner score 16, and Big Fulkerson score 14. That was a pretty good performance offensively from your leftovers from last year. And then, like I said, I already gave credit to Triple J. He played pretty well. I think I'm at this point where I want to go ahead and go out on a limb and say I'm buying into Pons's improvement. He did against a quality opponent, and we talked in our preview, Cody, about how someone's got to hit those mid-range jumpers to bust up that zone.
Yeah.
And it was Pons. I did not think it would be Pons that was flashing to the middle and burying mid-range jumpers, but it was. He shot well from the field again and was a zone buster of sorts.
Those 15-footers were open all day.
And he hit them to the point where Washington panicked and went out of their zone in the first half because Tennessee had busted it up so well. Just a hell of a performance offensively from them. Like I said, I do come out with some question marks about our depth, but sometimes you just need seven guys in college.
Yeah, and that's a really good early season win. I mean, that's going to be one of those that will come into play when we're talking about tournament later in the year.
It was buried a little bit because it was a football Saturday, and it was only on ESPN Plus, so the whole country didn't get to see it. But
that's fine.
Now the whole country gets to see Tennessee back in the top 25 at number 20. I'd imagine they'll rise a couple more spots this week because, like I said, they shouldn't lose, and I'd imagine somebody ranked loses ahead of them. So Tennessee will, you know, be back in the top 25, be on your ticker. The rest of the country will look and say, oh, top 20 Tennessee. Wow. I thought they lost four guys to the NBA, or at least the G League.
Yeah, and we did.
Reloaded a little bit.
Brought the same guys back and added a couple of key pieces. I mean, I'm excited about this year just to see how far we can go. You know?
Yeah. No, this is a year that won't have a lot of pressure, but the payouts and the rewards are going to feel good. When you go out and beat these teams, you're going to be like, yeah, we beat them with less talent, probably.
And, you know, the good thing about underachieving last year, I think it makes it more likely that you can overachieve this year. Like, if this team were to get to a Sweet 16, be like, wow, that's the same as the last team got to.
Yeah.
And this team wasn't nearly as good as that team. But I think we kind of look like a Sweet 16 team. Type team, you know, after Saturday's win.
I need to see more before I say that.
I mean, that's a round of 32 win.
The second half against Missouri was awesome. Not against Missouri, excuse me. Murray State was awesome. And the whole game this time was awesome. So, like, yeah, I mean, Tennessee's played three good halves of basketball back to back to back.
Yeah, I mean, I know we need a bigger sample size, obviously, but
That was the type of game you would play in the second round.
That's probably a round of 32 win.
As a 5-4 matchup, basically. That's the type of team you would play.
Right. So that gives me some hope for this team.
Lamonte still didn't shoot it well, but he went to the free throw line 11 times and hit 9 of them. He still assisted the ball. He had 8 assists. He was a little bit sloppy with it, 6 turnovers. That makes you nervous. But like I said, watching the game and knowing what was happening, knowing what the final score was, knowing that we won, I came across really impressed with Josiah Jordan James. These damn Jays. Josiah Jordan James, I came away impressed with him. And I came away impressed with Tennessee's ball movement on how they beat the zone. They looked like a really well-coached basketball team. In the first half, they had 15 buckets and 15 assists. You cannot do better than that. Passing was leading to baskets. I came away really impressed with Tennessee basketball, and this team's a tournament team. I don't know about the rest of the SEC. Florida lost again to UConn. They look bad. Alabama looks awful. I have no reason to think that Tennessee can't be a top four SEC team as well. All right, let's switch up. We'll talk some college football. Let's talk sports. It's Fan Run Radio.
Congratulations to
meant to talk about it last segment when you were talking about Ubering, but I feel like I made the right call in the Garth Brooks concert. A lot of people were underwhelmed or just whelmed. No one was overwhelmed. No one came out saying, wow, best show ever.
Right.
Everything I saw was just like, it was fine. Or if you're a huge Garth fan, you're like, was it his best performance? Kind of melded in.
That's what a lot of people told me, too.
Can you tell me that I was right? Can I get a, hey, you were right? Can you say, hey, you know what?
Well,
next time I'm not going to doubt you. You saw the picture. You saw the way he looked. You saw the way he's been trending, and you saved your money.
I don't recall you saying it wasn't going to be a good show and that you'd leave disappointed.
I said it wasn't going to be the same. Yeah, Cam, back me up. Did I not go through a whole thing about Jordan on the Wizards, about Muhammad Ali fighting that Frederick guy or whatever at the end of his career?
Yeah, you did say that. You did say that.
I said, I don't want to see my favorite, but from my childhood, out there limping around as an old man that disappoints me and doesn't put on the show that I know he is capable of. That's exactly what I said.
That is true.
Thank you, Cap.
That's kind of what you said.
Put it on the board. That's a board bet
that's
win for me.
That's not a board bet win.
I need
win.
One. Put that on there.
That's not a board bet win.
I said Garth Brooks concert would be whelming at most. Please, can you, give
can
me
you,
the...
Can you at least have a little more respect for my love for the old rockers? The ones
I don't
that
know
are
if still,
still
putting on good
the
shows
ones that are still out. Mick Jagger runs an average of 12 miles a show.
I mean, that's fine. Running around doesn't mean he's putting on a good show.
Well, that's part of his
I'm
thing.
I'm sure Garth was running around
you
too.
You ever heard the song "Moves Like Jagger"?
Well, I
it's
understand.
Part of the dance moves and all the you know.
I don't think it's from him running around. It's from him gyrating. I thought.
Well, I mean, but he runs like an average of 12 miles a show.
Yeah, just but what is the moves like Jagger
the
have? Or the moves like Jagger, not his like
steps.
Hip thrust. And
yeah,
like,
but when you count the steps,
do you know what moves like Jagger mean?
He's 76 years old.
I understand he's old.
I'm not just talking about the Stones. I'm talking about can you pay a little respect to the old dudes?
You
that
said
can
Elton
still...
John just said at the piano.
Well, that's what Elton does. I mean,
what am I supposed to be giving credit to?
He just hops his little pudgy ass up every day. And then it just
yeah, just like what am I supposed to be giving credit to then, bro?
Well, I mean, he's not really moving around, but
I don't think Garth's problem was that he was too old. I think it's just he's either A, some people thought that maybe the city put him on a
might be too fat.
He might be.
City did what now?
That the city might have put him on a time limit that you can't play past a certain time, and that's maybe why it was only like an hour and 45 minutes.
Well, the city screwed the whole thing up
because the show didn't start until like 9, right? Like his performance, I don't think.
Yeah, I think he came out. I want to say it was 8 something when
okay.
He got out.
That was just a theory I saw, is that the city might put him on a time ordinance because someone had said that they were close to the stage and the security guard was keeping a close look on the time. Saying like basically, hey, it's you know, we got
that's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, I know they do that with like the like sundown the city and stuff. Like you can't have noise ordinance. Like past a certain time, they can't do the outside festivals anymore. I don't know
if
that counts.
A game at Neyland Stadium.
I guess they make exceptions for those. I mean, you don't want to lose the revenue there. Like, if you can control it. I'm sure the city would say, hey, we want all of our night games to start at 7 o'clock, if possible, but.
I didn't think about that. I hadn't heard anything about that, but.
I don't know if it's true or not. I just saw some people thinking about it, and I do know for a fact that, like, sundown the city, whenever we have the outdoor festivals, they do have a tight curfew. They have to be done by a certain time.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I know a lot of people were – I wouldn't say people didn't like the show, but the people I talked to were just kind of a little disappointed.
Like I said, they were whelmed.
Underwhelmed, I think is
– Some were underwhelmed. Some were just whelmed.
You never use whelmed. It's either overwhelmed or underwhelmed.
No one was overwhelmed. No one came out saying, my God, best show ever. Someone was just like, yeah, it was good.
But
was
has anybody ever used the word just whelmed?
I started using it, too.
Thank you.
It was in a TV show I watched once.
Never heard that. I was whelmed. What does that mean? Just like, I saw it. I mean, that's pretty much all that means. I saw it.
It was fun.
What is
it? I think it just means
okay.
It was fun.
It happened.
Yeah.
I was whelmed.
It was
what
fun.
What if you say it enthusiastically? I was whelmed.
Whammed?
Whelmed.
Did you mean whammed?
Whelmed.
Whammed?
I was whelmed by that show. Oh, overwhelmed? No. Whelmed.
I just wanted to say, like, I don't need a victory lap. I don't need you to tell me I'm smart. I'm just saying, I feel like I made the right call. I was very.
I still feel like
I had a little FOMO even Saturday. I was like, man, I can't believe I'm not going to see somebody whose music
artist.
I love so much. But then I was like, he's just not going to play the songs I want to hit here. And then the one hit that he has that I do love, that does feel like a song that I still like, is the one he left off his playlist. Much too young to feel this damn old. Like, that's considered a hit. That's not a deep cut. And he didn't play it. And I'm just like, if he's not going to play that. If I'm a Garth fan and I go to a Garth Brooks concert and he plays American Pie, but doesn't play much.
He played
American Pie on his acoustic encore, like the people were complaining about.
Ugh.
If you're going to play American Pie, but not much too young to feel this damn old, I feel very, very confident in my choice to not go. Although I did see he played a couple of the deeper cuts that I like. I would have liked to have seen him play Wild Horses. I do love that song. I know the Rolling Stones have a Wild Horses song, too. It's not that one. It's
a
different one.
They're two different
and,
songs.
And What She's Doing Now. Two songs I love.
She's Doing Now.
Yeah. I love both of those. I would have liked to have seen those. The rest of the list, I was glad I did miss.
He did Rocky Top, right?
Yeah,
somebody
whatever.
Said he did Rocky
Pandering.
Top. Well, yeah, I mean.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't need to see Garth Brooks play Rocky Top. Whenever in soundcheck the day before he messed up the words. It's not like he like loves Rocky Top. He's just out there pandering.
Well, the city did not do a good job of planning this show. It took – that was the other narrative I saw coming out of the concert is just how ridiculous the traffic was. And I was sitting in the middle of it.
Why was the traffic so bad? I feel like I feel like we do better for football games.
We do. We do much better for football games. I don't know what was different about it. But people sat there. I'm not the only person to say it. I'm telling you, it took
– I mean, they did a whole news article about it because Cam's tweet made it because – Cam was talking about sitting in traffic for 20 minutes and how it was stupid and made him hate Garth Brooks. And, like, WBLT, I don't know if they're getting more in the blog game these days because they're just running a couple weird blogs lately, like that one. And then, like, Jabari Davis was arguing with someone who said he didn't know anything about Tennessee football and had never been to a game. He's like, oh, wait, I've played a lot of games at Neyland. I'm really, really good at running back. So I don't know if WBLT is just blogging now, trying to drop some hits that way. I don't know if they always do that, but that's just something I noticed. But I did see that the traffic was an issue. It's weird because, you know, I live on the other side of – the hospital and stuff. So, like, I drive through there on game days all the time. It looked like a similar setup that they have, like, when it comes to blocking off exits and stuff. So, I was surprised that it just was so much more of a debacle. Was it maybe that there was just so many people from different parts of the country that aren't Tennessee football fans that don't understand how traffic works around here? You think maybe that had something to do with it? Or
it could have had something to do with it, maybe. But I don't know. You have a lot of people coming in out of town for games, too.
Yeah, but usually those people at least come to football. Like, there's not very many people coming to their first Tennessee football game, I guess is what I would say.
Yeah.
I think the difference was there wasn't as many, like, pedestrians walking. I think more people were just in cars.
Okay, so traffic maybe just looked worse that way?
There were a lot of people in cars.
Because, like, when I came down through usually people go afterwards. See, like, giant groups
after games, you either go back to your tailgate. People, I don't know if you came out of town, if you got a hotel, but a lot of people get hotels for football games. So maybe that was it. Maybe there's just everyone was in a car, and there was more congestion because people weren't going back to their tailgate.
And a lot of times for games, people don't stay for the whole thing either. You know what I mean? Whereas a concert, you want to see the whole show, and you're coming right out.
No beating traffic.
All at once.
Because you keep sitting there listening to the encore, waiting to see if you're much too young to feel this damn old.
And
you didn't hear it. And you're like, what the hell?
It took between 2 and 2.5 hours to get everyone cleared out.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
People also made him play Papa Love Mama, but I thought maybe PC Culture had canceled that one. Because
that's such a good song, though.
I know, but it's, you know, about domestic violence and a guy killing his wife who had been cheating on him. So.
Yeah.
Sounds nice and upbeat, but when you really listen to it, you're like, well, wait, Mama's where? Papa's where? Mama's where?
Well, she was cheating on him.
Well, I know, but he killed her? Like, he couldn't just file for divorce?
That's like the Chris Rock bit with OJ.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he should have killed her, but I understand.
I don't think you can make that joke in 2019, though. I feel like we'd look at it differently. Chris Rock can. I mean, Chris Rock can, but a young and up-and-comer, it might get him canceled. I don't know. I'm sure he still played the third verse of the Thunder Rolls. I mean, that's what happens there, too. The wife kills the husband. Maybe it's different. Maybe it's a double standard. He's fine with the wife killing the husband for cheating, but not the husband killing the wife for cheating.
Yeah. I feel like you got to play both of them. If you're going to have one in the set, you got
to
play them
both.
Can
we have some equality, Garth?
Yeah.
Holly says he didn't bring out a guest either. I did see people mad about that because he had a quote like, we're so close to Nashville, you never know who will show up to help me. I need all the help I can get. And then nobody showed up at all.
Even Trisha didn't come out.
I was listening on SiriusXM Radio, which is fine to listen to besides 12 to 3 every day. But they have a Garth channel, and they were doing a live tailgate from Neyland Stadium.
Oh,
and the guy went out of his way to say, usually Trisha does a tailgate for her cooking show at all these stops.
And she wasn't doing it?
No, he said it was too cold for Trisha to do it, so maybe Trisha didn't want to perform because it was too cold. Because I saw her tweet out that she was up in the luxury box or whatever.
Oh.
Maybe she didn't want to. Maybe it was too cold for her?
Yeah, maybe so.
But they said that on the XM radio. It was like, She didn't want to do her tailgate because it was too cold.
Maybe that's why Garth got out of there quick, or he got out kind of early because he was getting cold.
And Dexter writes in saying apparently most on-campus parking was not available for concert. So people were having to come from downtown, and maybe that helped with the traffic was that it was just a
– maybe so. Maybe,
yeah, not as many people could hit.
I noticed that there were a lot of people coming from downtown. It seemed like even more so than a game.
Because that's where everyone was probably in the park, I guess.
Yeah.
And Ubering over, maybe doing there weren't as much tailgating, I guess, so people were doing their pregame activities downtown.
Yeah, plus at that time of the night, you have everybody going out, too. The regular people that weren't there for the Garth show, you got going out to the bars, so.
I don't want to say I'm happy because I wanted it to be a great performance. Like, I want everyone that went to have, you know, the time of their lives. But I went, and I was just like, that's what I was afraid of, is that it was kind of not going to be up to his level. I saw a lot of people, like I said, Garth fans who had seen him multiple times who were all like, this ranked below the Thompson Bowling shows, the Flood shows in Nashville. Just said this was a cool experience because it was in Neyland Stadium, but that the quality of the show wasn't up to par, his par.
Yeah. Well, I mean, back in the day, he used to come out on the zip line and do that.
Well, yeah. You know. Well, I'm talking about the TBA show was 2015, though. So, I mean, that he didn't do any of that. in 2015.
That's when I saw him in Little Rock.
Yeah. We're supposed to talk college football. Maybe we'll talk about it next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Elk One Exchange. Caleb writes in saying what he could tell most on-campus parking was available. It was just the random road closures and officers randomly rerouting people that made the Garf traffic so bad.
There were awful. So many streets were closed or different. It was so stupid.
Sounds like some of the officers were some turkeys.
Yeah.
Speaking of turkeys, Cody McClure, also a turkey.
Speaking of I don't know why you got to call me a turkey, but let me tell you about the annual turkey drop from OEB. Tomorrow from 3 to 6, the drive will be out at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. The turkey drop is in Turkey Creek.
Oh, do that again, Cam?
Good. That's really good. Can you do it again?
Yeah. Huh.
That's just a new sound effect we have.
I feel like some hunter should be listening and pretend and take Cam maybe turkey hunting. You don't need a call. You can just have Cam scream and lay down in the grass somewhere and make that noise.
When I hear that on the radio, it makes me want to shoot a turkey. How do you shoot a turkey?
In the head.
You can't shoot
with
a turkey.
No, I'm being serious.
Is that how you shoot a turkey?
I was told that, I don't turkey hunt, but if you shoot them with guns, you have to shoot them in the head or else the meat gets messed up. There's not enough of a body for it to sustain a hit and still be able to eat. So like if you're,
but how do you shoot it? How do you aim? I guess you use a shotgun.
Turkeys, if they're standing still, their heads are up. No, not shotgun. Maybe a shotgun. You have to be. I'm not.
That would blow it to pieces.
Yeah, I'm not a hunter.
You can't use a shotgun.
I'm not a hunter, which is always weird because I've grown up with a lot of farmland and chances to hunt. All my friends hunt in my land. I just never liked it. I don't know. My dad doesn't like it, so he didn't pass it down to me, and I never picked it up. But I was always told when it comes to turkeys that you have to stay, you can't get close enough for shotguns.
And that would
blow
like
they're
it
smart.
Up.
Yeah, they're too smart.
Well, you shoot them with a rifle.
You have to hit turkeys from distance, is what I was told. Like again,
really?
I'm not a hunter, so I might be wrong on that. That's just what I was told by someone who hunts. Like you have to have some distance.
Can you use a bow?
I don't think you can get close enough. I guess maybe if you get lucky, but I feel like I said. Not a hunter, but I feel like most people shoot turkeys, you have to aim for the head from far away.
I feel like the neck is so slender, though, and the head
is. It has to be a good shot.
It would take a good shot to
hit one. If you're planning on eating them.
Yeah.
There's people who just go kill turkeys to go kill.
Probably most of the guys that hunt them are probably just out there shooting them to kill.
Yeah.
But
I hope I didn't butcher that.
If you did, you could have made a sandwich.
Yeah.
So, they'll be giving away 150 Thanksgiving turkeys tomorrow on a first-come, first-served basis. Not tomorrow, Wednesday. Tomorrow's Tuesday.
Apparently, you almost exclusively hunt turkeys with a shotgun.
Oh, okay. This is happening on Wednesday. So
is the distance thing not right either, or did I just tell everyone something really stupid? Do you have to hunt them from distance?
I'm not sure.
I do know people hunt with bows, but you have to get really close and kind of – I don't know if you have to be in a stand or what. I feel like if you're using a call, it's kind of cheating.
I think you could use a bow, and I feel like if you use a bow, you wouldn't have to just hit the head.
Yeah,
it's a bow.
Yeah, sure. But I just don't know how far you could shoot a bow. I was always told you have to kind of be far away. Is it cheating to use a call? I feel like it's kind of cheating to use a call.
I think that's cheating.
Unless you can do the call yourself like Cam. I kind of feel like to be
I feel like that works.
A non-cheating hunter, you have to only use what's given to you. You can use a gun or whatever, but
I feel like
you can't set traps. You can't trick them into coming in.
It's like using a feeder to lure deer in.
Almost.
I feel like you should just have to go out there. If you're going to actually hunt, then hunt. You know what I mean?
Man, you can shoot 150, 60 yards with a shotgun. I didn't think a shotgun could shoot that far.
The reason I was thinking shotgun is because, with a rifle, there's no way you could aim at a turkey's head with a rifle.
Yeah, sure.
So that's why I was thinking shotgun, but then
I thought a shotgun would just mess the meat up, though.
That's kind of what I was thinking. You'd have to get it. You need to get it high.
The choke.
Well, I don't mean get the turkey
tight.
High. I mean,
oh, okay. So you have to use a turkey choke on a shotgun. So you have to alter the shotgun
so that it doesn't spread. It doesn't spread so much.
Okay.
Use a turkey choke. That makes sense.
Okay, I've never heard of a turkey choke before.
You just choke the turkey.
Choked some chickens before, but never turkey.
Multiple chickens?
No, just one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just once. Not just once.
Can I get through this live read?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wednesday from 3 to 6 at Smoky Mountain Brewery in Turkey Creek. That's where the drive will be. They're giving away 150 Thanksgiving turkeys on a first-come, first-served basis, courtesy of our friends at OEB Law. Let OEB Law turn your wreck into a check. Visit wreckintoacheck.com. It's also $6 Burger Day, apparently, at Smoky Mountain Brewery. So you go there Wednesday. If you're one of the first to get there, I mean, there's 150 turkeys, so you would think you could be one of the first ones. You get there, you pick up your turkey, and then you could have a nice little burger meal there. Yeah, $6 burger deal there. So
let Russell give you the bird.
Funny story about turkeys. I won the turkey once at the Lady Vols basketball game.
Nice.
But I got in trouble. I'm not allowed to participate in any more dance competitions.
Because
apparently you're not allowed to take your shirt off.
Really? But you at least got the turkey?
But I won the turkey.
Because of all the women there?
I was pandering to the audience. Yeah, I don't know. It worked. I mean, I won the competition, but they were very angry at me. Yeah, they were
They
not
probably would have let you do it at the men's game.
Maybe.
Wouldn't let you do it. They were afraid you're going to turn them all
crowd, I guess.
Yeah. I haven't been back since, so.
And plus, the senior citizens were probably appalled. When they saw
they
it,
cheered.
So.
They cheered. That's how I won. They did the by like cheering for the person you thought would win, and I won. But
that young man's taking his shirt off. Kind of like what I see.
Gotta do what you gotta do to get your
turkey.
Take
it easy, Ethel. Anyway, yeah, that's right. You gotta do what you gotta do to get the turkey.
Speaking of turkeys, Bo Nix.
What's he got to do with turkeys?
He was a turkey this weekend. I don't know why people keep picking Auburn. The defense is fine, but, like, did you feel bad for taking Georgia? I guess you probably didn't see most of it because you were driving, but you
I watched Auburn the end of the game sitting in traffic. I had my YouTube TV up.
They rallied a little bit and tried to make it close, but ultimately it came down to him throwing three incompletions and getting sacked. So
yeah, Georgia's got a stout defense. I think we all knew that coming in.
So. Georgia does have a stout defense. Their offense still wasn't good, though. I mean, Auburn's defense did their part, but – or tried, I guess, to do their part. They held Jake Fromm to a poor percentage, but couldn't keep up. Low-scoring game.
Yeah.
Georgia wins. Georgia probably going to stay at number four.
Are they the fourth-best team?
They might be.
That loss is so bad, though.
Yeah. If they hadn't lost to South Carolina, I think the SEC championship game would have been meaningless.
It's going to have some stakes now.
Yeah. I think that if they had not lost that game to South Carolina, that Georgia and LSU could have gone into that game already locked into the playoff. Instead, I don't know if you can put Georgia in if they lose to LSU after losing to South Carolina.
And LSU can wrap it up this week, right? I mean, it's pretty much – I mean, it's going to be LSU-Georgia.
Right.
Because even if Auburn
– Yeah, if LSU wins – if LSU wins, they are in.
Yeah, because they don't have any losses, so – that makes sense. They would have to lose to Arkansas and A&M.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Not happening. Hour two in the books. Hour three on deck. NASCAR crowned a winner. We got winners and losers. Headlines, all that. Stick with us. Talk sports live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios.
Lloyd's Electric Services is the region's most trusted service provider and a leader in mechanical and electrical service, industrial maintenance infrastructure, and commercial building services. Commercial building maintenance doesn't have to be pieced out to different companies. All of your facility maintenance needs can be handled by one trusted Knoxville company with a service record that speaks for itself. The LES Facility Service Division believes that facility maintenance should include it all. HVAC and refrigeration, Lloyd's deals with all top brands in HVAC, commercial and industrial units, chillers, and restaurant equipment. Telecommunication, Lloyd's is a trusted source for all fiber and hybrid coax installations. Let their team of highly qualified technicians upgrade and maintain your network. Their around-the-clock service repairs are available anytime, day or night, 365 days a year. Commercial, industrial, residential, Lloyd's does it all. Contact them at 865-692-6700 or online at lloydselectricservice.com. Lloyd's Electric Services, your business, our priority.
Were there other any takeaways? Were there any other takeaways from Saturday college football?
Find out during winners and losers.
Yeah.
2:30.
Yeah, we got some winners and losers that'll come up in then, but we kind of need a segment here, so I was going to try to step on it a little bit. We don't have to do that. Never mind. Forget the college football takeaway. Cam, play the music again. Play something different or the same thing. Cut the mic off. Let's come back in. Forget I said that. Dread Star. How much of the Missouri-Florida game did you see? Because Missouri hung around a little bit against Florida, but ultimately Florida pulled away. Missouri's offense, again, stuck in the mud to the point where Missouri's players, after the game, frustrated. The Athletic ran a piece where they had a player quoted basically like, I don't know what the bleep our problem is.
I actually watched way too much of that game.
Okay.
It was an awful game to see, but I saw most of it.
Did you come out of that feeling like Tennessee has Missouri right where they want them? Because
yes.
I was a little surprised that the spread was still 6 when it opened. Like I said, on my bookie, it's down to 5. But I was surprised they even opened up at 6 because you see two teams heading in different directions. You see Missouri kind of free-falling, shout out to Tom Petty, and you see Tennessee on the rise. I don't have a song about being on the rise. Shout out to Rihanna, because these rude boys are getting it up. Shout out to Petey Pablo.
I rise up.
I was thinking of Raise Up. Was that Rise Up or Raise Up?
And I rise
he says
up.
Raise Up, but what was the name of the song? Was it Petey Pablo, Raise Up? Was it Raise Up?
I don't know.
Take your shirt off, twist it like a head.
It's a woman.
Spin it like a helicopter. That's what I think of.
Who's Rise Up? And I'll rise
up. Raise Up. That's what I'm thinking of.
Can you tell me who sings that?
Sing the song again.
And I'll rise up.
I need more than that.
I don't. That's all I know.
Have you ever seen the Shazam show on Fox with Jamie Foxx where like you have to answer what song it is?
You're telling me Jamie Foxx does a show on Fox?
Yeah. About music. It's called like Beat Shazam or something like that.
That's wild.
Where you have to like see what the song is. You have to beat Shazam. You have to be able to recognize the song faster than the app designed to, you know, recognize the music. Sing more of it. Do you have another line?
That's all I got.
Well, then can we just go with Petey Pablo, Raise Up?
Bad Moon Rising.
Can we not just go with Petey Pablo, Raise Up?
I don't know that song.
You know that song.
And I'll rise
North Carolina.
I'm going to find this song.
Come on, raise up, take your shirt off, twist it around your head, spin like a helicopter. You don't know that?
Rise Up by Andra Day. Is that what I'm thinking of?
I don't know. I've never heard of that song in my life.
You have heard the song I'm thinking of.
I've never heard of Andra Day.
Hang on, I'll YouTube it.
I can't feel like that one's more popular than Raise Up by Petey Pablo, though.
When you hear what I'm saying, you'll know what I'm saying.
Cam, you know Raise Up by Petey Pablo, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
What? You say maybe?
Yeah. I'm really bad at song titles.
I just sing like North Carolina, come on and raise up, take your shirt off, twist around your head, spin like a helicopter. No?
Yeah, no. Not really.
Really?
Don't ring a bell off that.
You've heard this, haven't you?
Yeah. And what's this woman's name?
Andra Day.
Okay.
Andra Day.
Pretty
yeah,
good.
You know this song. That's a great song.
You don't... I'm kind of scared to play this one because it might... Hold on, it might have bad lyrics. Let me get the clean version.
Well, it won't be you saying it. And I don't think it's an FCC violation if it's not on purpose. I think you have to prove that it was intentional. Because we've had some idiots on here say some things before.
Let's take a chance. It says clean. I got so many views.
Frank's Red Hot.
Who uses
Frank's
How do you Frank's have an advertisement Red if you only have 25,000 views? That's not enough. Gotta wait till it gets to the chorus. Gotta come with the instrumental break. I'm gonna feel really old if neither, not you, but if Cam doesn't know this, because he likes rap. No, neither one of you.
It sounds.
Sounds familiar
no.
for sure.
It sounds familiar, but I can't say I honestly know it.
They did this. It's the All City remix, I guess. You're trying to get outside of North Carolina.
Like, saying, take your shirt off?
Yeah. Twist around your head like a helicopter.
The no? song I mentioned is way more popular than that.
Who am I?
Whoa.
I couldn't take a chance
he
there.
He was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know what he was going to say.
Petey Pob's mother.
I wasn't going to take a chance there. Really, neither one of you. Neither one of you. It didn't ring a bell with any of you.
Maybe it rang a bell somewhere.
Is that more famous than Rise Up?
No. Everybody knows this song I'm talking about. Now, I didn't know the girl's name, but this has 51 million views. How many did that have?
That one has a lot of views.
I mean, this has got the Vivo tag. I mean, this is like, you know, that's how you know it's legit when it says Vivo.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a fairly new song, so I mean, it has the Vivo tag because, I mean, it's going to have the more of the views digitally because it's when it first came out. Like,
yeah, but this is a song you hear all the time. Like, you're just walking around the mall or something, and you just, you hear it, you know?
I mean, it was such a big song they had to, They had to do a remix for the whole city.
What are we talking about?
I was trying to talk about how Missouri was on the downslide and Tennessee was on the rise up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
That's where I was going with that.
Missouri's on the landslide.
I went with Free Fallin' because I like Tom Petty. Either way,
I like Stevie Nicks.
She's great.
She liked Tom Petty.
They liked each other a lot.
Very much.
But now I'm just kind of dumbfounded and feeling really vulnerable and old, and no one even tweeted in had my back on that. Like, oh, yeah, and then we love Raise Up. No one even did that.
Now they're going to because you're saying that.
No, they're going to be like, no. Better. No, they're going to say you're an idiot.
No, they're not going
to
say
people
that.
People don't come to my defense. They come to your defense.
That's not true.
People
that's
like
just
burying
you,
me.
That's something
people
you
like
say,
burying me any chance they get.
That's something you say so that they'll come to your defense more.
I'm not asking for any defense. I'm not asking for it.
I'm just saying, I just
and
know
Cam,
the song.
I wasn't trying to put you like, black kid here, he's got to know the rap song. That wasn't what I was doing, Cam.
I don't think we took it that way.
I just didn't want it to come across that way. Well, I wasn't surprised you didn't know it, but I thought somebody liked rap would know it.
He's bound to know it more than I am because he likes rap. That's how we all took it.
Trey's
not going to know.
Trey's going to say he knows
of all
regardless.
People,
Trey's
not going to know.
Trey, you do know Raise Up by P.D. Pablo?
Yeah, I love that.
Trey! How's it go? I don't remember. You don't remember? Russell, you? Anybody? You guys don't remember taking your shirt off and twisting it around a head like a helicopter? Really?
You're saying Trey used to take his shirt off and twist it around his head like a helicopter?
I don't know.
Imagine Trey doing that.
Forget I said it, man.
It's fine. It's a song. Not everybody knows it. It's not that. I mean, it's not a big deal.
I was making a good reference. References are my thing.
Ask Russell. Does Russell know it?
Russell! Russell wasn't listening to this.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You were in a song about North Carolina and taking your shirt off like a head and twisting it around like a helicopter?
Thought it was Master P,
okay. Maybe he has something like that, too. But
myself, yeah.
No, it's not dating yourself. I mean, that's take your shirt off and twist it around a head.
People can hear this.
It's from 2001, so, I mean, this is 18 years ago, so it's not really dating yourself. I mean, Master P's sort of kind of in the same thing. Trey's kind of got it over there, yeah, a little bit.
Nobody knows. All right. I bet Bear will know when he gets here.
Bear will say he knows.
Bear will, yeah, he'll definitely.
He's listening as he's driving in, so Bear will be ready to go whenever he gets here.
He will definitely tell you he knew the song.
Just forget it. All right, I'm 0-4 here. All right. References are supposed to be my thing. Supposed to be able to paint the picture for you people.
Sometimes you miss. You take a lot of shots, you know. So, I mean, you're bound
you
to miss.
Can't shoot 100%.
No, nobody did. Michael Jordan missed. What was the quote? He missed 100% of the shots he took.
I think that was Wayne Gretzky that said that, but we give Michael Jordan the credit for it.
He said something else. He said you miss.
He said, "Give me $1,000 on the money line, please."
He was at the dice table.
Can I please get the green chips, please?
He said something about in my career I've taken over 1,000 shots or something, and I've missed. Or I've missed over 1,000 shots.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
He tried to steal Wayne Gretzky's quote.
Similar.
Well, there was our Tennessee-Missouri conversation today.
Good talk. Yeah. Missouri, they've only scored 13 points the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, they stink.
They don't score touchdowns.
Yeah, they don't.
They're awful.
And I feel good about our defense going there.
We're going to whip their ass.
Two teams head in opposite directions. One team is, you know, coming off of bye week. The other's coming off of losses.
Yeah, I do not feel bad about the Missouri game. Well, first of all, I feel no pressure because I know.
Ooh, I feel pressure.
I know we're going to beat Vandy.
I feel pressure.
Oh, you think it's worse now because we know Mizzou's not good?
I think this will be viewed as a bad loss if they lose it. Not like a, hey, I'm out on Jimmy Pruitt loss, but it'll be like, man, we had it right in front of us to finish 7-5.
Well, at this point, it does feel like you got to be 7-5 and not 6-6.
Yeah, again, not like a ultimate pressure game in that situation, but it's a game better win. All right, winners and losers of the weekend coming up next. Appreciate Chris, Eric, Jay Squirm, and Chris for all tweeting and support. and putting down the, my dorks that I work with. I work with a bunch of dorks outside of Cam and Cody.
Who tweeted in support?
Chris, Eric, Jay, Jay Squirm, and Chris.
Jay Squirm.
Jay Squirm.
That's who you're associated. That's the company you're going to keep. Huh?
Chris, Jay Squirm, Jay, Eric, and Chris. Two Chris's.
Two guys named Chris.
Two guys named Chris.
You're telling me five total people tweeted you support for that?
Yes, and I appreciate it.
I don't believe you.
You could. I mean, I'm not lying about it. I'll read them. Dude, I loved Petey.
It's fine.
Had that CD. Raise Up. You should jam it. Eric says, I still blast Raise Up. Jay says, your station is letting you down. That song was huge. My boy Jay Squirm says, all these guys are idiots. I don't know how they don't know this song.
Idiots, but your name is Jay Squirm.
So I don't know if the dot is him just having my back, yeah. And he's just saying it, and like, dot, I don't know it either. Or he's like, no, actually, these guys are idiots. And then Chris says, was stunned no one had heard it. So like, those are real tweets. I didn't write them myself.
Okay.
I appreciate the support.
Okay.
Nice to have the score even.
Take it easy.
It's 2:30. It's Monday. Let's play some winners and losers of the weekend. Cam, hit the music.
Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners and losers. Winners. Play an hour and 40 minutes at Neyland Stadium, and I got friends in low places and...
All right, just shut up. All right, winners and losers. Winners and losers. All right, hit me with your winners of the weekend. CM, who won the weekend?
I really thought that whole deal would be over with after a day or two.
Told you. CM McClure is stuck.
It's enough. Okay?
I like it.
It's tired. It's old. The audience is tired of hearing it. I know they are.
No, the audience loves it.
Many have told me.
Either bring back Dave, find Dave and bring him back, or you're CM McClure.
Dave always has a good weekend. Yes. All right, now my number three winner, I'm going to go with the Falcons. Shout out to Cam and the Atlanta Falcons.
Too little, too late, but it is fun to see them spoil their division opponents.
They can still go 9-7,
don't
right?
Don't at me if your team has lost a division game.
Can still go 9-7?
They're going to go 9-7, 6-0 in the division, and miss the playoffs.
Would they miss?
And then give Dan Quinn a big extension.
Yeah, 9-7 won't be good
enough. We believe in you, Dan. You turned it around. Although it is nice to see their team play for their coach. Like, Julio gave that speech. They lost a couple games after that, but it seems like they've rallied around him now.
No touchdowns in 10 straight quarters.
They are the best defense in the NFL right now.
They dominated Carolina. That was a good win.
Yeah, I'm really sick when I see the Titans losing to Carolina and Denver. Like, what are we doing? Carolina and Denver.
Got shut out by Denver.
At least that was the end of the Marcus Mariota era, so we'll see.
You had to sacrifice a shutout to end the whole thing. Number two winner for me, Kyle Busch, wins the NASCAR championship this weekend. So I wouldn't clap for him. He's a real jerk.
Okay, I'll take it back.
I won't say too much about this because Cam will have more information, obviously, but he's my number two winner. And then number one, after the weekend, you got to come out looking at the Ravens as just massive winners. Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. They're the best team in the NFL right now, today.
Number three for me, I went with some forgotten quarterbacks. Joe Burrow, Tua. How about Jalen Hurts and Trevor Lawrence? Both those guys balled out this weekend. And I don't know if you want to check the front of ESPN's college football section, Cody, but it says Clemson, looking like a national championship team. You left them for dead too quick. Trevor Lawrence, 21 of 27, 272 yards, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions. You are going to rue the day that you bash Trevor Lawrence as he goes and wins another national championship.
They're going to rue the day thinking they want a piece of Ohio State.
They might. Everyone might do that. Do you think Urban Meyer's like, what the hell was I thinking? Like, why did I retire? Why did I do this?
Yes. Weird timing for Urban. But good for Ryan Day, huh?
And Jalen Hurts, 114 yards on the ground, 297 in the air, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception without his best weapon, C.D. Lamb. That was a big-time performance by Jalen Hurts. They were down 28-3 and came back and won.
And Dwayne Wade tweeted at him,
so which I imagine is pretty cool for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he said, that's love coming from a legend. Jalen Hurts said that's not what Dwayne Wade said. But
my second biggest winner of the weekend, the Georgia Bulldogs. They were able to win a game on the road that they needed to win in order to control their own destiny. I hate Georgia. I hope they fell. But that was a big win for them. They almost had a chance to blow a 21-0 lead, but they didn't. They made the stop when they had to. And like I said, they control their own destiny. Got to beat Texas A&M, then got to find a way to beat LSU. But as of now, they're still going to be in that top four, and Kirby Smart can avoid the Mark Richt comparisons for another week. I agree with you, Cody, on number one. I thought the Baltimore Ravens made a statement. I have yet to buy into them fully, but I'm really, really close right now. Marcus Peters has made that defense a lot better. Lamar Jackson doing his thing. That's a good team that can win and beat anybody in Baltimore. The question is, will they be able to play at home in the playoffs? They needed that game to keep pace. Appreciate them beating the Texans as well, because my Titans are only a game back in the AFC South right now. Feeling good about that.
Mm-hmm.
Ravens, number one winner of the weekend. Give me your losers.
Losers for me, number three, Minnesota. We talked about it on Friday. A little worried about Minnesota going on the road to play Iowa, coming off that emotional win over Penn State. And they did exactly what we had thought they might do. They blew it.
Yeah, but do you remember how I said that game was going to go? I don't know if you remember. I said they're going to hang around and have a chance to storm back late and win it. That's kind of what happened, except they missed the extra point to cut it to three. And I feel bad for anyone who bet on them plus three or plus three and a half, because you lost on an extra point.
They lost by four.
In college, yeah. They scored a touchdown with 4 minutes left. Should have got you the cover. Then you missed the extra point. That was bad.
Yep. So all that talk about Minnesota in the playoff, which I thought was hilarious, is now over with.
Yeah, but I thought they showed well, though. I thought they showed well. That was a game they were supposed to lose. They fought valiantly. It wasn't like they got exposed and embarrassed.
No, I mean, they're a good team.
They don't control their destiny anymore, yeah.
They're a good team.
Or do they? Could they beat Wisconsin and Ohio State and get back in? Maybe.
If they were to do both those things, yeah. I mean, if they win the Big Ten, sure.
Yeah, so I mean, maybe they still control their own destiny. I don't know.
I don't think
especially
it'll
with
happen,
Tua being out. I mean, I'm just saying, like, this loss was bad, but I don't know how far they'll drop.
I mean, if they were to beat Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship, wouldn't you have to put them in over Ohio State?
If they'd have won that game, though, would they have not clinched the division? They would have clinched that division, right?
I don't know. So they still got the game against Wisconsin.
Yeah, so Wisconsin could beat them.
What is that, the Paul Bunyan game?
I don't know, man.
They played for one of those old school trophies.
It's been a long time since I played NCAA football.
That's kind of a cool rivalry.
It is.
It's like one of they play for some old something, an axe or something. I don't know.
So, yeah, Wisconsin goes to Minnesota at the end of the season. That'll be for that division championship. So, but also, like, yeah, if Minnesota wins out, they still probably control their own destiny. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, they play for the Paul Bunyan axe.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. They call it the trophy, but it's like an axe. So, yeah, Minnesota, my number three loser. My number two loser, Baylor. They blew a 28-3 lead, which had the Falcons Twitter account making fun of themselves on Saturday night, tweeting out like the emoji of the guy with his head in his hands, you know. It's like, oh God, not this again. Mm-hmm. So Baylor blew 28-3 lead. Oklahoma storms back and wins, but Baylor, that's tough. And it was the biggest comeback in Oklahoma school history too, down 25. But that sucks for Baylor, who thought they might have a shot at the playoff. I mean, they were undefeated, so they, you know, they had a shot. But now what we're starting to see is our blue bloods are starting to thin out our weak. You know, you always have these Baylors, Minnesotas.
Can Baylor still get in?
No, they're done.
If they avenge that loss in the Big Ten Championship, Big 12 Championship,
they're
do
done.
They have a chance? No,
they're done. It'll be either
because they clinched the spot because Texas lost. So Baylor still plays. Who they got? They got Texas and at Kansas. Probably not enough to get in, but they will get a rematch again at Oklahoma most likely.
It's going to be Oregon or Georgia if Georgia's to beat LSU.
Could
or
be Oklahoma.
Bama with an outside shot maybe.
Could be Oklahoma still.
It won't be Baylor. Won't be Minnesota.
Okay. I mean, I don't think those teams are winning either. Was that your number one?
No, that was my number two. My number one loser is Nick Saban and Tua.
Yeah.
Tua, not because of any fault of his own, but just because he's going to lose all that money.
Yep.
And Saban for having him in there.
Yep.
I mean, that's just no way to defend that.
We've been locked in lately, seeing things the same way. I'm the same way. My number three is anyone who bet on the Arizona Cardinals. That game was hovering around the 10-point line, even got down to 9.5 some places, but you might have had a live bet. You might have had a halftime bet, anything of that nature. It all got wiped out. At best, you got a push in that game as San Francisco scored a touchdown on one of those lateral plays. Gone wrong. The ball got thrown back in the end zone by Arizona's lineman. Ball probably should have been dead. They didn't blow it dead. San Francisco scored as time expired to win by 10. I feel bad for anyone who bet on the Cardinals. You led that game for all 60 minutes. yet somehow didn't get to cash your ticket. That's a terrible feeling. You're my third biggest loser of the weekend. I go number two, Tua. Maybe I should have made him number one, but Tua, like you said, lost a lot of money. I should put Nick Saban on there, but the grand scheme of things, Saban's not going to lose anything, except maybe this year's chance of winning a national championship, because there's a lot of people trying to defend Nick Saban.
I feel like he's looked at, though, as more of a villain coming out of this
weekend.
Yeah,
no, he should. He should. He always kind of has to some of us, but like I said, maybe it might hurt them in recruiting, so you could probably throw him on there, but Tua's the one actually losing money. Nick Saban's salary is still going to be the same.
Yeah.
He's not going to lose. He might lose a little sleep over it, but he's not going to lose any money over it.
He said he's been very emotional about it.
I wonder if his brother's going to transfer. If I'm Tua's dad, I'm like, hey, we're getting out of here.
Take Talia to Knoxville. Nah, we're good. We got quarterbacks.
Yeah, we got quarterbacks. We got more quarterbacks than we know what to do with.
We don't need a Tagovailoa.
Number one, Baylor. You had a chance for the biggest win. I don't want to say in school history because I don't know their history, but
it had to be.
I can't imagine they would have had a bigger one than that.
Well, they were in some big games under Art Briles.
Yeah, but they didn't win them, did they? They lost to TCU in that big game.
Right, but they were big.
They lost it, though,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I guess. So as far as wins, yeah, probably. They beat Oklahoma, though, didn't they?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
It's the first time game day had been there in a long time, so they didn't get the game day treatment in those games, did they?
I don't remember.
Feels bad for Matt Rhule, but you gag a 28-3 lead. Like, that's a choke job. You got to find a way to manufacture some first downs, kill some clock. You didn't do it, and you lost. Baylor, my biggest loser of the weekend. Last call on the other side. Rock with us. Let's talk sports, powered by Lloyd's Electric.